Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As fall is right around the corner, homeowners will need to do a few maintenance chores for their lawn. Nebraska Extension Turfgrass Specialist Rock Assois gives us some tips to helping your lawn through the fall to give it the best chance to survive the upcoming winter.
As summer leans into fall and our days get shorter and the temperatures get brisker and our nighttime temperatures drop, there are a number of steps and management practices that are critical during this time in your lawn. There's some belief out there that you should start dropping your mowing height as we go into the cold winter months. This is incorrect. You should have set your mower at the optimal height between 3 and 3.5 inches in the spring of the year and kept it that way all season long. When leaves hit the ground, sometimes people want to pick those leaves up and they think dropping that mowing height would be better. But the bottom line is you want to have as much leaf tissue on the surface, meaning grass leaf surface, so that it can catch snow that can act as an insulating blanket against the harsh winters that often happen in Nebraska. So leave that last mowing and you can optimize that capture of snow and insulate the surface of the grass. Weed control, though, in the fall, not in the winter, but in the fall, is optimal, especially for broadleaf weeds like dandelions and clovers and ground ivy and some of the more problematic ones. So fall is the best time of year to control these perennial broadleaf weeds. The reason being that when you spray them with a herbicide at this point in time, that weed is actively growing and moving that material along with carbohydrates that it's producing to survive the winter down into the root system, so you get excellent to outstanding control. And often those leaves don't survive not only that fall, but the following spring. So you're better off spraying in the fall of the year than in the spring for those targeted weeds. The other thing is that trees are going to drop their leaves, so you see far less injury to non-target trees, non-target shrubs, and other things. And the garden, the grapes and the tomatoes, are also on the tail end of their production cycle, so you don't run the risk of contamination from these broadleaf herbicides. So if you're going to use herbicides, and control broadleaf weeds in a lawn, fall is the best time to do that. If you didn't aerate in the spring, you might want to consider renting an aerator or having it contracted out to plug holes in your lawn to open it up for air movement, water movement, those kind of things, and also alleviate compaction for tall fescue lawns and remove thatch for lawns that are predominantly Kentucky bluegrass, removing the leaves. Now the question is do you want to remove the leaves or do you want to mulch them back to the lawn? There's several opinions on that. Leaving them on the surface and not mulching them up with your mower can create a matted layer that can be detrimental to the turf underneath it. Pick those leaves up or either mow them in. There's a fair amount of data out there now that shows that you can have up to a 3-inch layer of leaf debris on the surface, run over it with a mower, let it trickle down to the surface, and it acts as a winter insulation as well as causing little or no harm to the lawn itself. So our recommendation is that you mow that back to the surface. If you want some area to habitate for the beneficial insects, consider putting those leaves up and under trees and in areas where there is not lawn. Let's keep the lawn relatively clear with either mulch leaves or remove the leaves altogether. As the winter progresses and we get into frozen soils, do not fertilize. A historical recommendation was late fall fertility was really good for the lawn. We found out that it was good for the lawn agronomically. The trouble is it wasn't good for surface water supplies because a surface that is frozen or near frozen, that will run off and get into our storm drains and our sewer systems, and that's not where we want our fertility. So we no longer recommend that late fall fertility. Also avoid walking on frozen turf. That footprinting that'll happen can be just temporary if it's just you walking across the lawn real briefly. But that path that the paper delivery person or the mail carrier, if they walk across a lawn in your neighborhood, can be severely detrimental, and that'll be turf that will need to be reseeded the following spring. So try to limit the traffic as much as possible.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.